With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. Over the past two decades, the rate of overdose deaths from prescription painkillers known as opioids has quadrupled in the United States. Federal authorities say 78 Americans die every day from an opioid overdose. Healthcare officials in Montana report the abuse here is worse than the national average. But the casualties of the opioid epidemic are not all addicts and drug abusers.
To operate your seatbelt, insert the metal clip into the buckle.
The others call themselves pain refugees. They say that finding doctors willing to help them in Montana is almost impossible, and the only way they can get the treatment and relief they need is to fly out of state. On a mid-afternoon flight out of Missoula, Gary Snook is among three chronic pain patients leaving in search of relief. Before Snook drops into his seat, he pauses in the aisle, pressing his fingertips into his upper thigh. He bends his knees slightly and moves his hips side to side. He's getting one final stretch in before takeoff.
Had I stayed in Montana, I would have killed myself. And I just want humanitarian care, and I get that in California.
Snook has been on opioids since he had surgery on his spine for a ruptured disc 14 years ago. After the surgery, he was in so much pain he couldn't work. He's done all kinds of things to try to get better.
Well, I got a surgery, epidural steroid injections, acupuncture, anti-inflammatories, physical therapy, pool exercises. I've tried anything anybody's ever suggested to me to try. Unfortunately, what I do right now is the only thing that works.
Snook is desperate like an addict, which he says he's not. He says he's not craving a quick fix. He leaves his home for medical treatment because he has no confidence in the doctors in Montana. He wants to be healed.
I believe pain control is a fundamental human right. And, or at least an attempt at pain control. And to deny someone with a horrible disease like me access to pain medications is the worst form of cruelty.
It's dark outside when Snook, his wife, and two other pain patients get off the plane in Los Angeles. They wheel their suitcases to a budget car rental and find a mid-size SUV. When they get to the hotel, they smile and greet the lobby clerk by name. This whole trip has become routine. Every 90 days, they come to see a doctor who will give them the care and prescriptions they can't get at home. In the winter of 2015, Helena Dr. Mark Ibsen shut his practice after being investigated by the State Board of Medical Examiners. The board said he was overprescribing narcotics.
We as physicians are terrified that we're going to go to prison or lose our license over prescribing pain pills to patients.
Ibsen says he's done nothing wrong. In March, he testified before a state interim legislative committee about pain treatment and opioid access in Montana.
It's like turning the light on in the kitchen and the cockroaches have fled. There's no one willing to prescribe opiates for patients who they don't know, who they don't trust.
Ibsen says pain management has never been easy for a doctor or a patient, and it's getting harder as the concern of opioid abuse grows.
There's no objective measurement of pain. If you don't take people at their word that they're in pain and you're suspicious of them, you can't have a therapeutic relationship. No miracles happen between you and me as a patient and a doctor if I suspect that you're a scumbag.
In a recent meeting, a member of the Montana Board of Medical Examiners said one of the reasons doctors are declining pain patients is because they're afraid of being followed around by the Federal Drug Enforcement Administration. In the past several years, the board has taken on several high-profile cases of doctors they considered to be overprescribing. At least two Montana doctors have had their licenses suspended for irresponsibly prescribing since 2014. Montana Board of Medical Examiners Executive Director Ian Marquand said he couldn't say whether the board's disciplinary actions on doctors had anything to do with them deciding to cut back on their opioid prescriptions.
Board doesn't play favorites. The board does not encourage particular kinds of doctors. It does not discourage particular kinds of doctors. The door is open in Montana for any qualified, competent physician to come in and practice.
Ibsen has appealed the suspension of his license in state court. He says he will apply for medical licenses in other states if he ever can't practice in Montana. There's a fear in Montana's medical community around prescription painkillers. Dr. Mark Mantell chairs the Montana Medical Association's Committee on Prescription Drug Abuse.
patients are in pain. We don't have great tools for them, and we need to recognize that this is usually going to be a chronic disease state. They may be in pain for the rest of their life. So how do we address that? How do we treat them without actually harming them? And it takes a lot of time, and it takes a lot of work, and it's not something you can just, here's a medicine, go off and do okay. You need frequent follow-up, frequent counseling, and we need a lot of tools in place to help them manage their pain. So that's the one hand, on one hand. And then there's other physicians who are, they're afraid to prescribe these, or they're starting to become fearful because of the backlash that's been out there.
Mentel, who started practicing in the 1990s, says medical education when he was training didn't include anything about treating chronic pain. He says America's medical community is still experimenting with how to do it.
The perfect tool that, you know, the perfect medicine that would take away a person's pain and allow them to function normally does not yet exist. So we're trying to use any tool, any means we can to help lessen the severity of their pain.
For some chronic pain patients in Montana, like Gary Snook, relief is found in a small strip mall clinic in suburban Los Angeles.
I see a lot of tragedy. On the other hand, I'm a doctor who is supposed to help deal with that. That's sort of my job.
This is Dr. Forrest Tennant, former Army physician, who has consulted with the National Institute on Drug Abuse, the National Football League, and NASCAR. He carries about 150 patients, half of them local Californians and half out-of-staters. Tennant says there are some legitimate reasons to be concerned about opioids, but that's why he says doctors need to specialize in pain management.
Somebody say we have this opioid epidemic. I guess they're talking about their overdoses, which are up. There's no two ways about it. And apparently there are states where too many opioids have gotten out on the street. And again, doctors can get conned and get the wrong patient. So I think that it is true that we've had a lot of opioids that have been out on the street and people get them, whether they're teenagers or addicts. In other words, it's been known since I started doing addiction medicine 40 years ago. Opioid addicts are going to go get opioids, whether it's heroin or whether it's a prescription opioid, and they're going to go where they can get them.
Tennant says opioids can help people, and because of that, he says the drug shouldn't be stigmatized. It should be used responsibly.
This morning, I got a woman in from Massachusetts. She's got a rare cancer that's in her neck and in her chest, and she also had at one time traumatic brain injury. So, she does take a lot of opioid drugs. I mean, she's not going to live very long. Are we going to just tell these people we're not going to help them? You see what I'm getting at?
Pain has turned Lolo resident Gary Snook's life into something that resembles a spectator sport. He spends a lot of time lying down, isolated in a feeling no one can see. Sometimes he talks about his life like it was something he had once and then lost.
I mean, that's life and death in that bottle. You know, at least it's my life.
Here's Snook's wife, Kathy.
It's the most horrible thing because it's somebody you love, and I'm terrified for him not to be able to get the opiates that he needs to even just kind of put a damper on the pain. It never gets rid of it entirely, but it makes it so he can cope, how he can have some semblance of life. And it's every day we live in fear that he may not be able to get his medication that he needs. I would never want to see him lay in bed with torturous pain with no hope of ever getting better. And I have given him permission, if we're ever in that situation, that I would understand if he chose suicide.
Tomorrow, we'll hear the story of patients desperate to change the law to guarantee the treatment of chronic pain patients in Montana. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.
This report was made possible in part by a grant from the Montana Healthcare Foundation.